And Rachel said, With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Naphtali, Jahaziel and Gunai, and Jezer and Shillem. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the children of Naphtali, shall be Ahira, the son of Enan. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nahabai, the son of Vopsai. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Jahaziel, the family of the Jahazielites, of Gunai, the family of the Gunites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahel, the son of Ammihud. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali according to their families, the cities and their villages. And they appointed Kedesh in Galilee in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Hamath-dor with her suburbs, and Kartan with her suburbs, 3 cities. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Beth-Enath, but he dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh and of Beth-Enath became tributaries unto them. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinoam out of Kedesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go, and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh. And he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali. And they came up to meet them. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. Ahimaaz was in Naphtali. He also took Basmath, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the host which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon and Dan and Abel-Beth-Mehekah and all Cinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. In the days of Pekah king of Israel came Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, and took Ijon and Abel-Beth-Mehekah and Janoah and Kedesh and Hazor and Gilead and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And to the sons of Gershom throughout their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs, and Hammon with her suburbs, and Kirjathaim with her suburbs. The sons of Naphtali, Jezeel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shalem, the sons of Bilhah. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear, 37,000. Were they that were nigh them, even unto Issachar, and Zebulun, and Naphtali, brought bread on asses, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, and meat, meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, and wine, and oil, and oxen, and sheep abundantly. For there was joy in Israel. Of Zebulun, Ishmael, the son of Obadiah. Of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto the king of Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh, and Ephraim, and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah, and their council, the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations, and by the border of Asher from the east side even unto the west side, a portion for Naphtali. And by the border of Naphtali from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Manasseh. At the west side, 4,500, with their three gates, one gate of Gad, one gate of Asher, one gate of Naphtali.